Well, good morning. Time again for the On the Road Again program every week here on Hoosier Country 105. We talk running with, well, South Central Indiana's running aficionado, everybody's running buddy, and generally speaking, our pace setter, Kelly Smith. Although I have a feeling this morning, Kelly, you might want to let somebody else set the pace.
Yeah, I will say this. My 800 time is barely better than her. My fastest 800 time ever is barely faster than this person's. You know, we've talked about how great, especially these last couple of years, have been in the Mecca as far as track and field is concerned. You know, the North boys winning cross country a couple years ago, winning track outdoor this year, winning indoor the last couple of years. And that girls team down at South has just been amazing. Back-to-back runner-ups in track and field. And their anchor, really, for that team over the last two or three years has been Ellie Berida. And we are very, very fortunate. Hot off of a trip back from Eugene, Oregon. Joining us this morning is Ellie Berida. Ellie, how are you?
I'm good. Hi. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, just got back two nights ago, and yeah, it was a super fun trip, so I'm pretty excited about it.
It is amazing. We had a really good Indiana contingent out there. I know a boat ranger was out there, and Hanji from Franklin Central, that hurdler. Mm-hmm. I know Caleb went, qualified for the finals in the 800, but I think did he tweak a hammy again, or that?
Yeah, he's been having a lot of hamstring issues, so yeah, it didn't really work out. But
yeah. Well, just amazing. And so, let's start at the beginning. You started out as a soccer player, if I remember. And I've always said this: there's nothing like taking a good soccer player and making them a great middle distance runner. And I think that's what's happened to you. So tell us that transition mm-hmm. from soccer to track.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty common pipeline. You know, the soccer runner to the mid distance runner. So yeah, I just always played soccer. It was just my thing my whole life. And that was really what I was super focused on, until really my junior year, I would say. I was always playing high school soccer in the fall and then playing club in the spring as well as track. So I was always kind of doubled up in the spring, which was a lot. And then my junior year, my senior year, I still played high school in the fall, but I decided to just focus on track in the spring, which I think made a really big difference in who I am as a runner, just because I partially wasn't dead all the time. You know, I was going from track practice straight to soccer every single night. And like, I played at a club in Indy. So I was like hopping in the car with a couple of my other teammates who did this too. We would go to track and then get in the car, drive to Indy, have practice, and then do homework in the car, eat in the car, everything, and then come home and get home at like 11 p.m. every night, and then do it all again the next day. Like, it was a lot, and I think we always had to kind of modify my track training and stuff like that, just because we knew I was going to soccer practice and running around for two more hours after that and stuff like that. So it was cool this year, or this past my junior year, that we really got to just double down on track training and like kind of not have to worry about, you know, injury stuff with soccer and all that. So I think it was the right decision. You know, I love soccer, and I'm glad I still got to play for high school, but yeah, it was definitely the transition that was needed.
Well, you can certainly tell a difference. What, your junior year, you win the 800 going 207. And just to put it into perspective, of course, I bring this up all the time, and people are probably like, Kelly, shut your mouth. But, you know, back in the day, you had to qualify for sectionals, and meaning you had to run a qualifying time to even run in sectionals. And the boys' qualifying time for the 800 was 207. And that's what you got. That's what you won state with, I think, in your junior year at Indy 800. And then also part of that 4x800 team that at the time was mm-hmm. Set the state record at your junior year as well. So, just that junior year was kind of your breakout season for sure. And Where did you start to see your potential? I mean, obviously, maybe your sophomore year to say, hey, maybe I probably not ought to play soccer my junior year.
I think it kind of really started. I feel like I would say my big breakthrough was probably state my sophomore year. That's when I ran the 800 at state, and that's when I was runner up to Nikki Sutherland, and like I dropped like 6 seconds, and that's when I ran 206, and like it was kind of just like this major breakthrough and like kind of a big surprise for me, and I think a lot of other people. So I feel like that's kind of when I was like, oh, look, I might be pretty good at this. So that's when I would say I kind of, that's when I started thinking about, the next spring and like what I was gonna do with soccer and track and all that. And that's kind of when I started first thinking bigger about track, I guess.
That was, I forgot about that sophomore year. That was a heck of an 800. That was a very fast 800. I think you went, she'd go a four, you went 06 or something like that. And then there was, oh,
We
I think
both
there were
went
like,
206.
okay.
So yeah, I think I went 206, 87, and hers was like a lower 206.
But I think there were like three or four girls under 210 that year, right? I mean, there were, that was a
I
quick
think
race.
so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a very, very quick race. Yeah, I forgot about that. So obviously moving in, and did you get some international, I shouldn't say international, but some national competitions in between your junior and senior year? You did some indoor stuff, some outdoor stuff, right, with Nike and New Balance.
I did,
Okay.
yeah.
Yep. And then you come back in, play soccer again your senior year. Obviously going into this year, the favorite in the 800, you win it in 205, barely missing that. Do you have any regrets about that? Just missed that state record. I mean, a hell of a time. The 205 was amazing, but I think what two, high 204 is a state record that,
Yeah, I think it's like 204.95 or something.
And you went 205.33, I think.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it's fine, like I do have the state record, so like the state meet record would have just been kind of like a cherry on top,
True.
So
True.
it wasn't the biggest deal for me. It was just, I just really wanted to go out there and like see how fast I can run. And just like the state meet's a fun place to try to do that. So that's really all I was doing. And if that was gonna happen, like it would happen, but
Yeah.
it's
Well, by that time it was humid and it was a little and you had already, been through the 4x8 and everything. But you're right. 202.72 is your PR. That's the fastest time anybody's ever run in the state of Indiana as far as a female's concerned in the 800, which is phenomenal. Let's talk a little bit about your especially over the weekend. First let me talk about just Ellie Rick throughout this year, all right? Now remember, she's a middle distance runner. However, she has a little 200 and 400 speed in her too. Her 200 time PR this year was 25.07. That would put her 15th in the country.
Wow.
So this kid is not, I mean, she could have won state in the 200. Her 400 meters is 54.68. She could have won state in the 400. The 800, her fastest time, 202.72. Then you go to the 1600, 443.73. And then, of course, over the weekend, the mile time of 4:34.25, which fastest high school female ever to run the mile at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, a storied place where there have been incredible athletes. And I've watched the race about 13 times. Ellie just stalks this poor kid. I mean, the girl knew, obviously she knows Ellie's got speed, but Ellie just kind of hung right on her tail. They broke out with about I don't know, about a lap to go, and about 200 meters, Ellie just said, up, oh, let's take this thing. So it was fun. Talk about the weekend. Talk about how much fun it is to go out in Eugene, and how do you prepare for something like that and keep your nerves, and what's your plan when you go out and do stuff like that?
Yeah, so I feel like it was kind of my big goal all season. When I started running, honestly, in like November, kind of starting to prepare for the indoor season, the long-term goal was kind of always thinking about Eugene this past week and just what I wanted to accomplish there. And I'm just so grateful that I get the opportunity to go out there. It's pretty incredible, like just running at Hayward in general. It's just like no other. So anytime I get the chance to run there, it can't be a bad time. It's so fun. So there's that part. And I think I just bring that mindset of like, you know, I'm all the way out here. You know, why not just go for anything that I want to do and not hold back, just because it's just such a fun atmosphere. And it kind of just sets you up nicely for that, in that regard. But yeah, I think that U20s, knowing that the U.S. was going to take a team this year, sometimes they don't. It was definitely a goal of mine. And I think that was a lot of people's big goal this year, just because we knew the U.S. was taking a team to Worlds. And that's obviously a very cool, a cool thing to get to experience and get to be on Team USA is something that's super cool. So yeah, that was kind of like my big goal that I had in mind. And knowing that Nike Outdoor and U20s were going to be run kind of like simultaneously,
yep,
throughout the same, yep, weekend, that's helpful for me. Just being a Nike athlete, you know, I have to be at Nike Outdoor. So I didn't have to do any cross country trips or anything to get back and forth, which was nice. And so yeah, we did. This was also my first time running rounds of an 800. So I had the prelim on that Thursday and then the final on Friday, which was new for me, which I think is a great experience, just knowing that that's going to be increasingly more common in my future and running in college and beyond. Is that's just how things are most of the time, with sometimes even three rounds. So to be able to get to have that experience early on is, I'm really grateful for that. So.
So, yeah, you brought it up. Your second place finish in the 800 put you on the U20 Worlds team. And so you get to compete for Team USA. We talked to your teammate earlier this year, Violet. She got to compete for Team USA in the Para Worlds, which was pretty cool, in India. Where are the Worlds for U20 going to be?
So it's actually in Eugene this year. So, yeah. So I think, like, in the past, like, the last time the U.S. took a team, I think it was in Costa Rica, and then like Tokyo. It's kind of funny. Yeah, we're just right back, Eugene. Yeah, we're hosting Worlds this year, so it's kind of funny. But I think it's fine. You know, I'm familiar with Hayward, yep, and the track and all that. So it's obviously an incredible track. So I'm fine with it. But it's just funny to think of the places that it could have been.
Yeah. Well. You just mentioned that you really love running out there. I was just going to say, I've got a feeling you're going to have a lot of opportunity over the next number of years to run at Hayward. And obviously starting out here with U20 Worlds is incredible. So let's talk about your future a little bit. North Carolina, tell us a little bit about that. The coach that you'll be running for out there, and how you're looking at that experience.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I feel like I committed in September, and I feel like it's just been like, finally getting closer and closer. We're supposed to.
That's called That's called senioritis, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to be running under Coach Miltenberg, who is just incredible, incredible coach, and has a lot of, you know, he coached Grant Fisher, Elise Cranny, Ethan Strand, Parker Wolf, Michaela Page, like just these, and more that I am not thinking of right now, but just sure, these incredible runners that like have gone on to have very amazing pro careers. And I'm really lucky to be able to work with him. I'm super excited. When I went through the recruiting process, a big thing that one of my mentors told me to be thinking about was a coach that has proven products of runners like you. And, you know, I kind of come from a different mid-distance background, as like a lot of the girls that have run cross country. And, you know, I've never run cross country, and I'm coming from a soccer background and really not honestly too much running. And so that was a big thing for me, just when looking into programs and coaches and different philosophies and things like that. And Coach Milton has a lot of proven products, I guess, with people like me. You know, he has Michaela Page just graduated this year. She just ran the number 7 800 all time in the NCAA. And, you know, she played soccer in high school, was a very low mileage athlete. And, you know, it just kind of makes sense. You know, she was very similar to me, and Coach Mill obviously did a great job with her, and she's going to go on to run professionally, and just, which is crazy. It just shows the depth of how the 800 has come along in the NCAA. But she ran the number 7 all time, I guess, at Hayward this past week at NCAAs and got fourth in the meet in that
unreal.
Race.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
Yep. No, it's you're absolutely right. I mean, I think all across the board, we're just seeing people getting faster and faster and faster. And I mean, training has been a part of that. How has your training changed over the last couple of years to kind of bring you into that, you know, elite class of high school and U20 runner?
Yeah, I think that a big change is just without having soccer again, I can really double down on the track training and not have to be too worried about not being too worried about doing too much. And, getting hurt or anything like that. So I think that I've always kind of been a low mileage athlete, which I think means I have a high ceiling going into the future. So I've kind of kept that we've gone a little bit up to my mileage a little bit, but, in general, it's still pretty low.
Yep. I think that
just the like, workouts have just changed in intensity is, I would say, the biggest thing. I think a lot of my training sessions I really have to prepare for mentally and like before going into them, which I think has made a big difference. You know, when I go into practice, like I really want to get the most out of that workout, and knowing that it can sometimes be like the difference between a 202 and a 2 flat, you know? And I think that every workout is super important. So I just going into each training day, just like knowing that like I need to hit these specific times and knowing that I need to push my body to this certain level is just really made a difference. And just knowing that you can't really just go through the motions and you really have to be like in it if you want to get something out of it. And I think that in the younger years of, I guess, like probably the first 2 years of high school track, like, I feel like I was doing the workouts to the best of my ability, but I don't feel that I was necessarily pushing myself as I could have. And I've kind of just learned more about what I can do and how far I can push myself and mentally how far I can push myself. And in the past 2 years, I would say, and I think that's helped a lot with competing and running at big meets and stuff like that.
I think that's a great lesson. You have to put the work in the workouts, right? I mean, I think that's you talked about it, being mentally prepared, not just for meets, but being mentally prepared for workouts. It's those types of things that put you on that elite level. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to just touch base. You talked about the professionals that have come out of North Carolina. You've done some, you're going to be on Team USA. I'm sure Olympic and professional, that's in your plans. I'm assuming at this point in time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely, on my radar, you know, in big goals, kind of in the grand scheme of things is I would, love to, you know, finish or run at North Carolina and hopefully have a professional career. And the Olympics are definitely something that I'm striving for. And I think that's everybody, you know, running, that's kind of like the pinnacle of what you can be as a runner. That's everybody's big dream and goal. So I'm definitely one of those people. And I think, you know, at North Carolina, Coach Miltenberg talks about a 10-year plan. You know, he's not setting you up for just 4 years in college. He talks about a 10-year plan where he's trying to set you up to have a long and successful professional career. And that's part of the plan. Like as soon as you get on campus your freshman year is to start that 10-year plan and go as far as you can with past high school or past collegiate running. And so I think that's something that also drew me towards him and North Carolina, and knowing that I want to continue my running post college. So yeah, that's definitely something that I'm striving for. And I think we kind of just have to take that as it goes and just kind of see where things end up. But yeah, I'm going to do everything that I can to be on the scene after college. So,
well, Ellie, we have enjoyed watching you work the last few years. It's just been incredible. I come to work, I run, I work with some runners, and everybody is, it's been exciting for all Bloomington athletes. I mean, I know you and Caleb are close. You're going to North Carolina together. But all the kids that have been running here on your team, especially the distance kids on Girls South team and the Boys North team, it's given us running fans so much. And you guys do it with class. You do it with style. You do it with intensity. And we couldn't be more proud of you. So thank you for all that you've done. And obviously, you'll have a whole town, a whole region back here in Indiana that'll be rooting for you in college and beyond. So thank you for everything. Good luck to you. Ellie Barrett, Rick, I mean, impressive. Am I right?
Absolutely. A name we've gotten to know over the last few years, and I have a feeling a name we're going to continue to talk about over the next decade. It sounds like it's a 10-year plan, and I don't see any reason why we're not going to keep talking about you for another 10 years. Congratulations and on a great high school career, and good luck on the college and professional career. It's awesome stuff, man. Kelly, we could be talking having a well, remember, she's in the Olympics and she was on our show back in the day.
That would be great. I'm gonna miss watching her locally, that's for sure. But Ellie Barrett, thank you so much for everything. Good luck to you. Have a great summer. Good luck at U20s in the I'm trying to think of a good word to describe Eugene. Back in Eugene again, hit Tracktown Pizza, you know, and all the good spots. Go up to Pre's Rock, pay your respects to the man, and best of luck at U20s. We'll be watching. You'll have a lot of cheerleaders back here in Indiana.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate having you on. Kelly, as always, good having you in as well, and nice having this special edition of the On the Road Again program here on Hoosier Country 105. We'll get this podcast online, WHCC105.com, and we'll do it again next Wednesday morning here on Hoosier Country 105.